वंश कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः अंग श्यामलिं छटाभिरभित मंदीकृतेन्दीवरं जड्डं जागुदरोचि संविदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया बिन्दारण्य निवासिनं हृदि लसद्दामोऽभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशिनं कल हम लोग श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु के कली के प्रथम संध्या में आविर्भूत होने का कारण इस पर विचार कर रहे हैं। कल वक्ताओं ने श्रीमान तीर्थ महाराज श्री
श्यामरानी
रसानंद आदि ने बहुत सुंदर रूप से इस पर विचार व्यक्त किए, किंतु अभी भी अच्छे अच्छे वक्ता लोग हैं। 10-10 मिनट सबको समय दिया जाएगा, क्योंकि वक्ता अधिक है और आज समाप्त करता है करना है, इसलिए 10-10 मिनट अपने समय लेकर के देख लेंगे, हमको घंटी बजाने की जरूरत न हो। पहले श्रीमान भक्तिवेदांत माधव महाराज इन कारणों का विश्लेषण करेंगे। पांडा तुम्हारे संगे जाए कि जाए ना
जाए ठीक। हिंदी बोलो कि इंग्लिश बोलो?
बांग्ला बोलने भालो है। बांग्ला बोलते पारे ना?
ना हिंदी अथवा इंग्लिश भालो बोलते।
तो बोलो।
और
अति उच्च आरोप नृसिंह महाप्रभु के मणिका श्रीमान श्री भक्तिवेदांत शुद्धाद्वैती महाराज ही विल स्पीक समथिंग
Yeah. Prabhupada Srila Govinda Maharaj and Srila Gurudeva were his gift words from Mahaprabhu's appearance. Standing up for so many exalted devotees, I will try to choose our remnants. Take up the Mother Maharaj for the easy thing, so please bear with me. If I say some places. Amalarila Mahadi Grahana, Imalajitil Shadi Sundaraya, Dasman Mahaprabhu Sabradaya, Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste.
But he had all.
Is Chaitanya Chandramrita.
He is
explaining that Mahaprabhu's very activities is Ananda Lila Maya. These pastimes are full of praise. We know that in the world of Srila Maharaj, absolute is for itself. So Krishna is Lila Maya. He wants to enjoy all kind of leaders, all kind of rasas. He is Rasi Shekhar. As Shivananda Maharaj stressed at the beginning. His Rasi Shekha means he has an unlimited capacity for enjoyment. Just like us, we can enjoy in a very limited way. God means his enjoying capacity is unlimited. And therefore he wants to enjoy not just like us to achieve different varieties of enjoyment, but a complete range of enjoyment. Now there's one thing which is startling, that he's seeing that I'm enjoying so much, I'm the biggest enjoyer here. But there's someone who seems to be much more enjoying than me, that is my cosmical Srimati Radhika. I see that when I enjoy, her enjoyment cannot be compared with mine. It's so much above mine. When I sing on the fifth note, she sings on the seventh note, and all of a sudden it's clapped, and then it makes me feel like a little. Person compared to a big person. And when I see that, I see her, I'm enchanted, but I see that her enchantment is much much beyond my enchantment. Therefore, I have been brought up green. And in the verse, explaining the sweet reason for her appearance, Krishna said that Goswami has used the word lova, means that strong, strong greed of Krishna to taste what she is, to understand. But what is in me which is so wonderful that enchants her so much? And what kind of happiness does she enjoy? And what is the glory of her love? That is the three reasons which that comes from himself. Now, we are conditioned souls in this world, rotting in the endless cycle of birth and death. So maybe we are more concerned with the other part of his appearance. The reason why he appears for us. His classic shape are fair enough, that's for himself. What about for us? And we hear that is Rashi Shekhar, but it's also Parama Karun. Now everyone's past is full of shame, because everyone's past is full of available sinful activities from time immemorial, since we have been in this world. We heard this morning Gurudev saying that why is the heart not melting? Oh, because heaps of sinful activities accumulated, preventing us from testing, relishing the sweetness of the name and the bhakti activities we all perform. I remember Buddha speaking many years ago. It is said by spending one fortnight in Mathura Mandal, one gets praying. How come we have been here for so many times, not doing the parikrama, not one fortnight, one full month, 1 year, 2 years, 14 years for some people, more than that. Still no tears coming from the eyes, but because purification is still going on, we have not come yet to the end of Anatta Nivriti. So, Krishna is loving everyone unconditionally in one way, and one way he manifests that love is through the form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Parama Karuna. In his extreme magnanimity, I think Prabhupada Sarvati also says the issue of having intelligence,
not understanding.
Mercy,
it
is Charaka, Guli Charaka, Guli,
change the mic. Change the mic.
Wonderfully magnanimous. He is wonderfully magnanimous, wonderfully generous. In that he is giving what no other avatar ever gave before. It's not avatar, by the way, it's avatar is the source of all incarnations. And in Kali Yuga, although in all Kali Yuga, Nam Sankirtan is the process of achieving Also, why does it come with a color? Why does that consciousness like a Shyam? He said that Bhava, her moods, and also her consciousness, her color. Now, I heard this from Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, in Berlin, so I give credit to him, that he was explained that if Krishna is there, but not in the mood of Krishna, in Mahaprabhu, we know that Radha Bhava is predominating, is in the mood of Srimati Radhika. If he was coming with his color, and he's crying for Krishna, and suddenly he's raising his hand and he's, oh, that's me. He cannot be crying for her, for him, with his own color. He will see his black hand and say, oh, well, I'm Krishna, I cannot cry for Krishna. So for this reason, he's covered with the color of Srimati Radhika. Also the reason, among many, is that one time she desired to completely embrace him fully, and therefore he has come in Mahaprabhu in that color, from top to bottom, from toes to the tip of his nose, is all gold, because she's golden color, so she's completely embracing him in that way. Go, Premanande.
श्रीमान बन महाराज बोलेंगे ये तो
সেখানে
করছেন, ভক্তবৎসল ভগবান কৃষ্ণ দেব বনাবাই প্রভাবের কাজ দেখবেন, কিন্তু সেখানে দেখবেন যে আমার কবিতা প্রভাবে যে রস যে রস সেটা আমার হয়ে যাচ্ছে। তাই তিনি কি বললেন, লোকটা আরো ভাবতে লাগলো, তাই ভাব করতে তিনি আবার কি বললেন, রামচন্দ্র রূপে প্রকৃত হলেন। সেই রামচন্দ্র রূপে প্রকৃত হয়ে রসটা তিনি আস্বাদন করলেন। কিভাবে আস্বাদন করলেন, দাস সখ্য বাৎসল্য কিছু কিছু আস্বাদন করলেন, এবং তিনি মহাদেবের দিকে রস গুলো কান্তা রস সেখানে রয়েছে, অর্থাৎ সত্যের যে রস রয়েছে, কিন্তু সেখানের মধ্যে ঐশ্বর্য নিশ্চিত রয়েছে, সত্য রয়েছে, সম্ভ্রম রয়েছে, সেখানের মধ্যে সুপ্রিম অথবা গিরিশন আদিয়ের সত্য সেখানে রয়েছে, সম্ভ্রম দাস রয়েছে, সেখানে হনুমানের যে দাস রস রয়েছে সেটা হচ্ছে ঐশ্বর্যযুক্ত দাস রস, তৃপ্ত হলেন না রামচন্দ্র, স্বয়ং ভগবান তৃপ্ত হলেন না। তাই তিনি আবার কি করলেন, তিনি কৃষ্ণ রূপে প্রকট হলেন, সীতা লীলাকে প্রকট করলেন, রোগ জাগৃত হল, তিনি ব্রজের লীলা রূপ আস্বাদন করতে পারলেন, সত্য বাৎসল্য আর মাধুর্য রস। সেই মাধুর্য রসের মধ্যে গিয়ে আচার্য কল্পনা করছেন যে রস লাল বটে, প্রেমের যে মাধুর্যটা অর্থাৎ কালীগর মূর্তি যেখানে রয়েছে সেখানে সম্ভব এবং বিপ্রবঙ্গ, সম্ভব এবং বিপ্রবঙ্গের যে মাধুর্যটা তিনি আস্বাদন করলেন, বিশেষ করে এই বিপ্রবঙ্গের যে উদাহরণ দিচ্ছে, যেমন একজন ব্যক্তি এই নৌকা পার নৌকা চালাচ্ছেন, নদী নদী পার হচ্ছে না পারে নৌকা কি বলছেন, যেখানে কম জল নদীতে কম জল সেখানে বাঁশ নিয়ে নৌকাকে বিচার করতে পারে না, বাঁশ সমেত নৌকাকে বলে দেখা উঠে লাগলেন গৌর সুন্দর, যে লীলা তিনি করেছেন গম্ভীরার মধ্যে সর্বাঙ্গ রায়ের মধ্যে কিভাবে তিনি পূর্ণ হয়ে যান, আমি তো রাধা রাধা
और श्रोचित त्रिपुर महाराज के मुखा कमल
অত্যন্ত সুন্দর আনন্দ ক্ষুব্ধ হয়েছিল ছিল মহারাজের ঈশ্বর যে সুন্দর ভাষণ যে কিভাবে চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু সেই রাস আচরণ করছেন আর তিনি সমস্ত ভক্তদের তিনি বিরাজছেন তাই চৈতন্য চৈতন্যদের মধ্যে বলছেন রাধা রসদা মহাপ্রভু এক তনু হইয়া প্রেম রসে ভাসাইল জল মাতাইয়া চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু আর প্রেম মা তিনি হলেন রাধা রস এই রাধা আর কৃষ্ণ প্রণয় তনু রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণয়
রাধা কান্তি রাধা কান্তি সমথিং
when the cowboys, for example, from Praj, from Vrindavan, beyond Vipachanda. It's a transcendental moment for Vrindavan, Praj. This is superior to all the Vaikuntha planets. The pleasure is much higher. But the world doesn't know. For millions of years, all these avatars have descended to this world to give Vaikuntha pleasure. So they don't know about my Vajas, my devotees, how they, for example, the Sakas, when they grow, they're having wrestling matches. They're thinking, oh, I'm stronger than you, or oh, Krishna, you're equal to me, or I'm stronger than you. But never they think, oh, Bhagavan, obeisances and fear, never this one. Or when the Jasodama, she's running up to Krishna with a stick, I'm going to chastise you, I'm twisting his ear. Krishna becomes so pleased. This is pure love, no all no reverence. Or when the gopis, they tell, give me my Buddha, Mother, I don't want to see you. Krishna says, this steals my mind from the all and reverence hymns of the Vedas. So I want to come to this world to give this kind of, to show the world. And when Vajrayana Vivaranaga, Shuri Bhaktadan, when the, all the bhaktas hear about how they, we can have an exchange with God in this mood, they will want to follow by Radha Marga, the path of Radha Marga, spontaneous love and attraction, falling into the footsteps of the Radhika Jaya. So,
Okay, so
he came and he gave this. This is secondary reason. Actually, people think that Krishna came to sell us Juvanam, but this is not. This is only secondary. This is only the duty of Krishna. Krishna only gives Vishaya, but he's only absorbed always in praying and enjoying transcendental pastimes, in running and all the gopis. But because the time when he descended mixed with the time to establish Yuga Dharma and all the information, because Itacham Shakala Pumsha Krishna Sturavaswan, all the avatars like Vishnu, Narayan, Ramana, Vishnu, they always were in Krishna's mind. So when he came down, the mixing time came to that point that he said, oh, it's time to establish Yuga Dharma. I'm here, okay, I myself will establish the Yuga Dharma. It's Haridam Sankirtan. But this Haridam Sankirtan, in every Kalyuga, this has always been given. Purvekas know that giving Haridam, this is not what Mahaprabhu came to give. This has always been given. The Mahamantra, the names of God, this has always been given. But he came, what kind of Haridam, what kind of Jodhan? He is giving the Haridam Sankirtan imbued with the mood of the prayer of the Kalyuga of Shishirada and Krishna, the Braj, when he came to distinguish the whole world, where even where it was not needed, like the rain, it falls in the rivers, in the ocean, even where it's not needed, he was distributing this Haridam, he was doing kirtan all over the villages and distributing this prayer with everybody's heart, not making distinctions, he can, she can, he's qualified, he's not, everybody he was giving, just like Shiva Buddha. So, this is the external reason. Anakita Chinchina Karaneva Chinakalo. Samapari to Unatakshara Rasa Sovatishya. Hari Purata Sundari Yutikaramba Samivita. Sadakita Rakhandare Skura Tuha Sachinandana. So in this verse, it said that Chinchitanya Mahaprabhu, the Golden Lord, has descended in this age, very dark and degraded, age of Kali, by his causeless mercy to someone coming to bestow the most elevated Unata Uchara Rasa Swabhaktisya, the most elevated mood of love of Srimad Radhika. Gurudev has explained that Shriya means treasure, but Shri is Manjani Bhav. He is come to give the mood of the service of a Manjari, because only the Manjaris can actually serve in this divine love, control love of Shishirada Krishna. So Mahaprabhu has come to give to this world, to everybody. This is his great compassion to all the jivas of this world. And he has taught, which is the process, he has taught that through Radha Marg we can attain the moods of the Vrajavasis. This is the external reasons. And the internal reasons is felicidad de la creencia más matrimonial, su esposa en la puta madrina matrimonial, su cancha salva la nota de la chile, lo va a dejar para allá, sabe ya ni su Krishna had the desire to taste Dakshinadayapraya Mahima, the greatest of Radha's love. He cannot understand her love. It's so high. He is thinking, I am Purna, Purna Nandamay, Chinmaya Purna Tattva. I am full of bliss, transcendental bliss, I am full of truth. Radhikarapraya Mahima, Kaya Babu Mata. But it is not driving completely mad. So he cannot understand the greatness of Radhika's love. She is always expanding. Her love is continuously expanding and expanding. She is Radhikarapraya Guru Adishishanata. She is Krishna saying, I am the love of Radhika is my guru. And I'm just like a dancer dancing behind his love, her love. And all it's full. It's completely, it cannot expand, it's still continuously expanding and expanding with new and new forms of love. So Krishna wants to change this love. And Jayadbhuta Madhuriva, the second reason, he wants to taste its sweetness. Buddha does explain that there are four, again, he has 60 poets. According to the incarnation of God, there are 50, 40, 30, different kinds of poets. But Krishna is Purnatma, is completely full. It has, Narayana has 60, but Krishna has 64. Those four extra madhuris are Prema Madhuri, the sweetness of his fruit. Prema Madhuri, the sweetness of his prem. Leela Madhuri, the sweetness of his leela. And Rupa Madhuri, the sweetness of his rupa. So Krishna's sweetness, the sweetness of his fruit, for example, when he plays his fruit, it attracts the one all the ways of the three worlds. And when Radhika hears this sound of flute, she completely goes mad. Gurudev wrote this beautiful verse. She said, Pashparabhimukite, how they are competing. Krishna is Venu playing the flute and Radhika is painting. And then Radhika is singing. And Krishna's painting, and they're competing in this bread, and it never decreases, it's always increasing, the sweetness of his flute. So Krishna wants to taste, he cannot taste, what is the sweetness that is in him? What sweetness of his beauty? He sees himself reflected in a mirror, and he says, I am so beautiful. But he cannot taste his own sweetness. So this is the second desire that I have finished now.
हम 10 मिनट बोलेंगे 10 मिनट
Ashwata Sasri Bhakti Divan Jaradhyam Sai Maharaj Chaitanya Kamlo
I cannot understand.
Asune Mahaprabhuji ka agaram ka karan prem ras nirjas kai ke aswadan raag maage loke bhakti kai ka prasaran rasi ka se hai krishna param karo ek bhi ne tumhe de sare ka to kare ki ek bhi ne tumhe de sare ka bhagwan ke aane ka karan उनका स्वयं इच्छा होती है, उनके ऊपर कोई दबाव या कोई प्रेशर नहीं होता कि किसी के दबाव को आते हैं, क्योंकि स्वेच्छा व्यवस्था ना तो भूख जैसे होती है। लेकिन उस स्वेच्छा में होते हुए भी यदि भक्त उनको बुलाते हैं तो आप भक्त बढ़ाते हैं। यहाँ पर तो उनको आने की इच्छा था ही नहीं, इच्छा नहीं करके उनके साथ में बैठा जाए कि पालन करते थोड़ी देर मारते उनको आवाज के जब निमंत्रण मिला तो फिर आने कि वो अगर बहुत कारण सुन रहे थे कि उनका अवतार का जो मुख्य प्रयोजन था राधा है प्रणय मुख्य जो तीन भाग हुआ प्रथम प्रणय विशेषा और अस्वादु के नाथ जो तुम्हारा विमान विशेषो भाव आ गया और सौख्य चार समाज जो भाग की विसंग नीति होगा बहुत विस्तार और एक व्यवस्था थी मैं केवल 10 मिनट के अंदर नहीं है विराम भी दे रहा है यहाँ पर कह रहे राधा प्रणय भाव की विशेषा अस्वादु और इसको स्वादन करने के बाद क्या अनुभव होता है तीन चीज को जानना लोग कैसे इनको लगा कि राधे पढ़ रहे हैं बहुत हमारा चारों विचार किया जैसा अपने गुरुवर सिंह को मुखार सुना जैसा उनकी कृपा की जैसे संतृप्त हुआ वैसा कुछ कहने का चेष्टा करते राधे पढ़ रहे हैं प्रभु की वाणी
और भाव के कारण इसलिए यही कृष्ण भाव को चोरी करके
Ashram Maharaj will speak something, 10 minutes. Today I am not understanding anything. What he spoke, I...
Because of the fan coming in your ear.
What?
Fan coming in your ear, maybe.
I'm not understanding anyone.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
First of all,
they also they speak very fast, all of them.
Again, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto the Lotus Feet of my
Sages,
Om Vishnu Parashara, and again, I offer my most respectful obeisances unto the Lotus Feet of my Prabhupada Devas, Sri Ramakrishna, Om Vishnu Parashara,
Sri Ramakrishna, Om Vishnu Parashara, 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 Om Vishnu
Parashara, Om Vishnu Parashara,
So just for the sake of repetition, I'll go over the same points, but maybe coming from slightly different angles. In Sri Caitanya-caritamrita, Śrīla Kṛṣṇa-caitanya Goswāmī, he is explained in the 4th chapter that Lord Krishna, that he appears to deal with the overburden of the earth. We know that 5,000 years ago, Mother Bhumi, along with the demigods, they went to the shore of the Trinakshay Ocean, and there they were beseeching the help of Lord Vishnu because the world had become overburdened by so many demonic influences. Lord Vishnu, he gave a message that he would appear and that the demigods and demigoddesses that they should also take birth in the Yadav Krishna dynasty. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita is explained, Yadaya Daya Dhamma Sedhati Bhavati Bharata Yutanama Dhamma Sedhati Nam Shitami Ham Parikana Sadhanam Vinashat Jajushikam Dhamma Samstapana Dhyas Samarani Vyadhyam. That whenever and wherever there's an increase of religious activities and a decrease of religious activities, and in order to protect the devotees and the high level instruments, then the Lord appears millennium after millennium. But Śrīla Kṛṣṇa-caitanya Goswāmī says, but this is incidental, this is secondary, why Lord Krishna here appears. He says that the primary reason
Premas Milas Kuriti Ashadan, Rahman Kapiloki Kuriti Pachan, Prasik Shekhar Krishna Paramahun, Egu Hit Poite, Isha Uttama. Then the Lord comes to taste Premas. Devotees have spoken very, very nicely how when the Britvasis, the Kavan boys, they are competing with Krishna, and Sridhar, he is saying, "Oh Gopal, that you think you're superior to me, but my father, he has 11 black cows, and you, your father, only has 9 black cows. I am superior to you." And when they engage in wrestling, then Sridhar, he defeats Krishna, and Krishna has to get down on his hands and knees and give a piggyback ride. And though Krishna is taking the supportive position, he's feeling so much ecstasy reciprocating with Sridhar. That Mother Yashoda, she's chastising Gopal. That Gopal is so naughty, always stealing, playing with the monkeys. And she's taking Gopal, and Gopal is feeling so much bliss related to Mother Yashoda. Or it's been explained how the gopis, they also chastise Krishna. And Krishna, he has accepted this even much, much more sweeter than the most reverent prayers of the devotees. So Krishna, he's reciprocating the prayer of his different devotees. But Krishna has also said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Nambhariyamam Nirvajasam Jambi. So Sadhguru Jambi, not Yusabhivada. That I cannot repay your love. But we see that Krishna, he's reciprocating with his devotees in Sakaras, with his devotees in Vatsalaras, and he's also able to reciprocate with the different gopis. But when it comes to love of Srimati Radhika, what is her love? Mahabhasu Shivaha Thakurani. That she's the abundant of Mahabha, and specifically Madanaki Mahabha. And when it comes to this love, then Krishna Hariham Jivadi Sanjaya. He cannot reciprocate. So Krishna performed this pastimes 5,000 years ago. The primary reason, Srila Krishna Saravata Swami is explaining, is Premasdiyaj and Raghavan Bhakti Lokekoli Jivadi. But when it comes to Premasdiyaj, he could not fulfill his purpose. Specifically when he came to tasting and understanding love of Srimati Radhika. And performing his pastimes in Vrindavan, then Krishna went to Mathura and then Dwarka. And in Bhagavad Gita he spoke, Manana Bhavama Bhakto Mandaji Manamaskuru, that my devotees, they should remember me, they should think of me, specifically like my Prithvasis. But devotees, they could not understand. So though Krishna is explaining Anugrahaya Bhaktanam Manushan Devam Ashwatanam, that he's come to bestow mercy upon living entities of this world by bringing such beautiful pastimes that devotees will be attracted to take the path of Radhanuga Bhakti and ultimately enter it serving these pastimes. But devotees could not properly understand. So in this reason also, Krishna was not able to fulfill his desires. Krishna, he wound up his pastimes, he went back to below Vrindavan. And he was thinking, how can I fulfill these desires which were unfulfilled in Krishna Lila? He was not able to understand the love of Srimati Radhika. This has been explained. Shivalaya Padaya Mahamati Vishwavani Deva, Swadhyoya Nakunta Vishwavani Deva. So kyam chashat man anubhava kvisho vetiloha tatva samadhi sati kavasin kvrindu. He was not able to understand what is the greatness of Srimati Radhika's love. That Srimati Radhika, in separation from Krishna, sometimes she's chastising a rain cloud. Sometimes she's embracing a palm tree. And Krishna is thinking that what is the greatness of this love? That my love does not go so high. That Krishna, sometimes he reflected in the pillar or reflected in, on the marble floor. And he's also tasting the sweetness. But we go and pray Gautama that according to the purity of the heart, then one will be able to taste the sweetness of Yogadev. So when it comes to Srimati Radhika, she's able to taste the sweetness of Krishna in such a super excellent way that nobody can duplicate that. And even Krishna himself, he's wondering that what is that sweetness within me? His root Madhuri, his Vedic Madhuri, his Lila Madhuri, his Guru Madhuri, that she's able to taste in such a super excellent way. And as she tastes the sweetness, then the sweetness increases. And then Allah becomes even more brilliant and more deep, and she's able to taste that even more, and it's explained as a composition that knows no defeat. And that's the what that happens, that she's experiencing when she's tasting the sweetness. So Krishna's thinking, how am I able to satisfy this greed, to understand these three things? So he's thinking, oh, will I beg, borrow? But Krishna, he said this as a thief. So Krishna said, yes, by hook or by crook, beg, borrow, or most definitely steal. That somehow I have to acquire the soul of Srimati Radhika. So this is the primary reason.
Finish.
This is the primary reason for Krishna coming in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is to taste this love of Srimati Radhika. While he's thinking like this, in this world, in Nandavik, or Chandipur, Sri Advaita Acharya, he's seeing how the world has become so decadent. And he becomes very, very angry. He's Mahavishnu. But he's thinking that if the Lord has not come, if there's not some alteration to the situation, then I'll have to destroy all these people. Then he sees a verse from the Book of Yatantra that if one offers with tulsi leaves and water, then the Lord can give peace. And with loud cries, he's calling for the Lord to come, offering tulsi leaves and gandhaja. His crying, it pierces through the coverings of the material world, past the Brahmajyoti, by Buddha, all the way to the Loka Vrindavan. And Krishna, he's thinking, normally he will come at the end of every yuga, but this call is so urgent that in this Kaliyuga, that it comes at the beginning of the Kaliyuga. This is the second primary reason for the coming. And he's thinking, so it's explained by Sri Krishna Sarvaj Goswami that his coming, he's thinking, Chiratao Nani Kohi, Kray Bhaktika, Bhakti Dina Nanta, Bhakti Dina Jagadeva, Nani Amishan, that Chiratao Nani Kohi, Kray Bhaktika, that for a very long time, I have not given Kray Bhaktika. Which type of Kray Bhakti? Brass Kray. It's been explained already that when the Lord comes in different incarnations, different yugas, that he's given by Yuga prayer. But only once in the day of Lord Rama is he given by prayer. So he's saying, Sri Rama, I told you, pray about the Bhakti in Jagadir, Nani Abhasar, that without this praying on, then this world is useless. He's teaching that we have a human form of life, and without achieving the goal, Bhakti, which is the sprout of praying, then what is the use of any other endeavor? That all the other endeavors are useless. And this is the purpose of this cosmic manifestation, to give living entities a chance to achieve this great bhakti. So he's thinking that I will come and I will give that brain, which is free from foreign reference. I shall have done it, Shabbat. Shabbat, Shabbat.
Or
shall I see the brain? I need more to be done. That I'll take that phrase which is free from awe and reverence by Mr. Albert the
Yes, Muhammad. No, announce Kara. बहुत से वक्ता लोग आ गए हैं, देखेंगे कल या परसों यदि समय होगा तो उनको चाहिए।